get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a take to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, the festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 8, Episode 4 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions. I'm your host, John Carigliano. Of course, he's my wonderful wife, the lovely Miss Anne Marie.
Hi.
And with us, for a, I think it's been a, maybe this is your first time being on the show, but I know you've been on past shows that I have done. My father, Dominic Carigliano. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
So, we are here on location here at Disney's Hollywood Studios for what, Anne-Marie?
Rise of the Resistance.
And you're wondering, well, haven't you done this before? The answer is yes. But it's your first time.
My first time.
Your first time. Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
All right. This guy has seen the very first Star Wars A New Hope back in 77, so it's kind of like coming full circle for you with, obviously, the sequel trilogy that came out from 2015 to 2019. So we're gonna go check out Rise of the Resistance, which still, even after over a year, is still very popular. And yeah, we're gonna go check it out and see what you think. So let's head on into Galaxy's Edge and
can't wait.
Go off planet to Batuu.
If everyone's wondering, they still have the coronavirus on Batuu.
Yes, yes, coronavirus is still a big problem.
It is a galactic pandemic.
Are they waiting for a parade? Looks like some of these people are waiting for a parade to come by. Looks like just like me resting my feet.
It could be that. Also wanted to say Happy New Year. This is our first new show of 2021. Obviously, 2020 didn't really, you know, we didn't do that many shows, so we do want to apologize for that.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. You have my... What's that?
Deja vu.
It is deja vu. We came in here earlier this morning and Dad got to walk around Galaxy's Edge and we got to do Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. And what'd you think of that?
That was really cool. That was a wild ride.
Wait until you
see it. Not that easy either.
No, no. With some practice, you can get pretty good at it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're gonna scan your band for your card.
Oh.
What do you need?
Yep, they're gonna scan your card.
Up there. They're gonna scan our card. There beautiful. Stay excited?
I can't wait to see what this is all about.
Oh. So for myself, I will stay quiet for this time. I will let you soak it up so I'm not yip-yapping over everything.
For the health and safety of everyone, eating and drinking are not permitted while in line. Face coverings must fully cover your nose and mouth and be worn at all times while in line and on the attraction. Guests that do not comply will be asked to leave. Please abide by the queue markings, maintain physical distancing, and use the hand sanitizer dispensers provided. Thank you.
Relo profile needed to pull cables in passage 2 Delta. Report to logistics command.
For most of you listening at home, my dad is the most not park-informed person you'll probably ever meet.
Hey, now.
Not saying that's a bad thing. It just means you're going into it without any really, as she said, preconceived expectations. Except me.
You purposely made sure that you wouldn't tell me what to expect.
Yes.
BB-8, is everyone assembled? Good. Shouldn't you be in flight prep? Recruits, thank you for joining the cause. A covert resistance team led by my friend Finn has infiltrated a First Order Star Destroyer that is now headed to this system. Your outpost on Batu is no longer safe. We have transports waiting to take you to General Organa's secret base on Pokhara. I'll regroup with you there. The Resistance desperately needs your help in our fight against Kylo Ren and the First Order. Remember, it is vital that you keep the location of the Pokhara base secret. Lieutenant Beck, one of our top commanders, will lead you.
Affirmative. Transport is ready. 9-Number and I shall personally see them delivered.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Welcome to the cause. May the Force be with us.
Commander Poe Dameron and a squadron of X-Wings shall escort us to the rendezvous point on Pokhara.
Roger, this is Black Leader. I hear you're a fine-looking group of recruits. Well, no time to waste. Let's get you on your way to the General.
Stand clear. Deck doors open now.
Same color as the mountain to the one you're standing on right now. Same group, same color. Color. No, you have your solar, like a silver dye. Yep. Hi guys, everyone, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you, Nightmare. Black Leader, are you and your team ready?
Affirmative. Engines are high. Red 2, Blue 5, report.
Red 2, check.
Blue 5, standing by.
Engage repulsors and hold on, recruits. All ships, launch. I am Lieutenant Beck. As you heard from Ray, I've been tasked with getting you to Pokhara.
Red 2, Blue 5, keep tight now. Let's get ready to make that jump to light speed on my mark.
Black Leader, we're picking up an unusual signal. Are you spotting anything?
Yeah, I see it. We'll check it out. BB-8, what do you got?
There appear to be a number of small craft heading our way. Raise the shields.
We got company, First Order TIE Fighters. Reroute! Reroute! Right, you, Blue Five, we gotta clear a path so transport can make the jump.
They're all over us.
I'm hit.
Lost Red 2, more incoming. Blue Five taking evasive action.
Try to shake him, Blue.
I'm trying, but
we lost Blue Five. I'm gonna try to draw him away.
Copy that. Get us clear so we can make the jump.
Be ready, you won't have much time.
Where are all those TIE fighters coming from?
No, quick, get out there. One minute.
Star Destroyers.
Get out of there!
We can't. We're caught in a tractor beam. It's pulling us in.
I'll go get some friends and make this a fair fight. Don't worry, I'll come back for you. Stay strong.
Cargo vessel TR-141, identify yourselves and prepare to be boarded.
This is TR-141. We are a civilian vessel. By whose authority are we being detained?
By the authority of the First Order, Resistance Scum. Now bring down your shields and prepare to be boarded.
Now, quick, get out there!
They'll want the location of our secret base. Tell them nothing. The future of the Resistance is at stake. I have a bad feeling about this. Stand back from those doors!
Ha ha ha.
What do you think?
Utilize either side and keep your group together.
Keep your side.
Keep down the corridor for processing. Utilize either side. Keep your group together.
Yours. Let go of that one.
Let go of this one?
Yeah, that one's yours.
Awesome.
Did it work? Good. Now get a move on. There's a clear path to the turbo lifts at the end of the hallway. Turn right. A probe droid. You're lucky it didn't spot you. Take those turbo lifts and stay out of trouble.
Hey, you're not authorized. Wait, those are the prisoners.
Find
an alternate
route. Who picked
these two droids anyway?
There they are! Fire!
Take
cover! These city droids just follow us! Take them down!
Hurry!
Good. Try to find another way down to the escape pods.
The Resistance will attempt to rescue the prisoners.
They have neither the resources nor the courage to engage us.
You underestimate their conviction. Raise the shields!
Shields? I see no evidence.
Now!
Sound the alarm! All personnel to their stations!
Sir, the prisoners have escaped.
How brave. But ultimately hopeless. There's nowhere to run.
Of the Resistance base is secure.
Yay.
Bravo!
Yes, R5, you too.
Okay, how do you press these things? No?
No, it doesn't. So, what'd you think?
It's unbelievable. The special effects, the ride itself. I felt like you were in a movie.
That's why I always tell people it's not a ride, it's an experience. It's like from start to finish, it sets you up for that. And you tell me another ride that's like that.
I can't. you were part of the movie.
You are an integral character in this whole story.
Yeah.
So overall, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs up. That was great. Can't believe all the detail in the on the ride itself.
Like, what were some things that kind of really stuck out to you?
Oh, those walkers.
Oh, the AT-AT?
Yeah. And then the cannons were with the special effects.
So, interesting fact, the ride is housed in the world's, like, the largest show building that Disney Imagineering has ever created.
Oh, it has it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, the first time I came into that, when you're coming onto the, Star Destroyer, and you come into that big room. It gave me goosebumps the first time I walked in.
With all the stormtroopers
there?
I'm going, oh my god.
Like, I got goosebumps.
I wish I had my camera ready for that.
Like, it doesn't get you ready. Like, that's a one big gigantic screen, but the fact of, like, how...
That was a screen?
That's a screen.
I thought it was actually, you know, robotics, and it was just all out there. If that was
I mean the screen in the back.
Oh.
Where you see space.
Oh, where you're looking out into space, like the fact that one big screen is remarkable. Like,
I was just impressed with the stormtroopers. That got you into the movie itself. Like, it was just too real. Like, you thought you were there.
If it wasn't during COVID, you'll have to come back after COVID's over. But if you get to stand there and just watch some of the stormtroopers, they do kind
of
do like some very slight head movements. But
I hated to be constantly moved on.
Rush.
I just wanted to stand there for a minute and just look at them.
When the First Order people are like interrogating you and you're waiting to go into the room, like before COVID, they would like get up in your face.
Oh,
like,
is that?
And it was like
the
first time.
Character.
Yeah, the first time we went on it, John actually knew the guy, and it was someone he worked with at Forbidden Journey. So it was just like he just whispered "muggle" in his ear. It was hilarious.
But it's a pretty revolutionary attraction.
No, that was really great. I'm glad I got to see it today, where it's not that crowded.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to see it at all. So thank God that my quick fingers got that boarding pass in time.
Yeah, that was great. That was worth the wait.
So again, thank you, Dad, for joining us here on another episode of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds podcast. Don't forget, you can visit us at cfsas.com, where you can email the show. You can follow us on Twitter at CentralFLSAS, and you can like us on Facebook and subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel, which we've added 3 new videos. Since we've done this show, there's one with the new Epcot fountain, the Macy's holiday balloons, and I believe
the
Give Gives the World one. So we've got some new videos up there. Definitely check them out. We're up to like 8,400 subscribers. So thank you to everyone that has subscribed to our channel. We deeply appreciate it. every single one of you that have helped make this channel what it is. And before we go, again, thank you, Dad, for joining us on this special edition.
Thank you for inviting me to come.
You're very welcome. I think, like, this was, like, a special enough occasion that I wanted to do, like, a special episode for you to experience this, because it's not, like, your everyday Disney attraction.
No,
like,
and I'm also glad that you didn't tell me what to expect, so everything was instantaneously...
It was a surprise.
Yes.
So, but, until next time, say goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Dad.
Say goodbye, Emery.
Bye, Emery.
And so long, and see you real soon, whenever that might be.
May the force be with you.
Hannah means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.